It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. It's time for the Swamp Swami Sports.com audio podcast, and today, green energy propels the Warriors to another NBA title.
Yes!
Thursday night at the Boston Garden, the visiting Golden State Warriors vanquished the Boston Celtics in game number 6 to grab the 2022 NBA title with a surprisingly easy 103-90 victory. The Celtics had their backs to the wall with a 3-2 deficit coming into this game. They needed a win at home to push the series into a Game 7 finale in San Francisco this weekend. The Boston crowd, as expected, was very loud, rowdy, and ready to push their beloved green pro basketball team onto a victory. As the game tipped off, the energy in the Boston Garden seemed to give the home team a huge jolt of energy as the Celtics rushed out to a 14-2 early lead. As Golden State burned a timeout, I wondered if the Warriors were going to throw in the towel on Thursday night and just try to win the title at home in game number 7. As usual, I was wrong. Unlike the Celtics' dominating years of Hondo Havlicek in the 1960s and 70s, or Larry Legend's championship teams of the 1980s, Boston's 2022 NBA team never developed a killer instinct. No matter how big of a lead this team rolled up during this year's NBA playoffs, Boston found a way to let their opponents climb back into the game. And though the Celtics' boisterous fans were ready to pounce on the Warriors after just 4 minutes of the first quarter, an early timeout by Golden State literally flipped two switches at the same time in Game 6 at Boston Garden. The Celtics failed to keep their motor running and put away a very dangerous opponent. After that timeout, the home team retreated to running their time-wasting, stodgy offensive sets and then handed turnover after turnover to a very talented opponent whose basketball playing speed can best resemble the Roadrunner of Saturday morning cartoon fame. On the other side, the Warriors quickly revived after that timeout and came up off the mat like a professional wrestler with a sudden burst of energy. Golden State quickly took control of game number 6 and never let up. At the end of the first quarter, Boston's early 12-point lead had turned into a 5-point Golden State advantage. And unlike the Boston Celtics, this veteran Golden State Warriors team never relinquished the lead for the remainder of the game in taking the win and the NBA's championship trophy. Indeed. The wrestling analogy for this Golden State team may be very appropriate. Golden State went from champions in 2019 to on the mat and the worst team in the league the following year in 2020, primarily due to several key injuries. But just as suddenly, the Warriors jumped back up off the mat and their key players healed during this past year, and the team has now returned to championship form once again this spring. They have the belt. As has been the case during the Warriors' previous championships, this team has been led by the dynamic duo of shooting guards Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. The famous Splash Brothers twosome averages nearly 50 points per game together. However, Golden State's team engine is sparked by their relatively undersized 6'6" versatile big man, Draymond Green. While Curry and Thompson pile up the points in most games, Green is toiling under the basket, gathering rebounds, playing defense on the opponent's best player, pushing the ball up the court on fast breaks, and dishing out assists like a point guard. Draymond Green's effect on this Warriors basketball team is very similar to how Magic Johnson pushed the Los Angeles Lakers back to the top of the NBA during his time. Like Magic, Green tends to be a reluctant scorer on offense, but prides himself on making pinpoint passes and hustle plays on both offense and defense. Steph Curry's offense absolutely carried the day in this championship series, and he deserved the Finals MVP award. However, it was the energy provided by Draymond Green of the Warriors which sparked this team to their fourth NBA championship in the last 8 years. Draymond Green's stat lines in Game 6 proved his worth to this team. He played in 42 of a possible 48 minutes on the floor, and in addition to a rather pedestrian 12 points from the field, Draymond grabbed 12 rebounds, including 4 on offense, had 2 block shots, two steals, and dished out 8 assists in Game 6 in Boston, almost a triple-double. However, Green was called for just one foul. Yeah, I can hear you complaining now, Celtics fans. Though guard Stephen Curry's deadly 34-point shooting would ultimately sink the Celtics in Game 6, it was Draymond Green's energy and hustle on both offense and defense which kept Golden State going over the course of this entire series. Unlike most of today's NBA stars, Draymond Green was not an overhyped one-and-done college basketball player coming into the professional ranks. He played all 4 years at Michigan State under the tutelage of legendary coach Tom Izzo. Draymond Green was able to soak in those lessons and wisdom from one of the best coaching minds in our time. He learned how to hone his own basketball game and developed incredible court awareness. Green now applies that same kind of focus and detail every night in the NBA. He studies every opponent with the same kind of intensity as if he were planning to sit for next weekend's CPA exam. As a 4-year college basketball player coming into the NBA as a second-round draft pick 10 years ago, Draymond Green has become a 4-time NBA champion with Golden State. He was the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year back in 2017, and he's earned a spot on the league's all-defensive team 7 times now. Though his yearly scoring average has rarely exceeded 10 points per game, Draymond Green has been selected to the NBA's All-Star teams on 4 different occasions. His fire on the court has also earned Draymond Green a lot of attention from NBA referees, as he's usually among the league's leader in technical fouls. He readily admits that he has a tendency to overstep while expressing his emotions on the court and his personal opinions off the court. Boston's creative fans chanted a few derogatory comments toward Draymond Green before and during Game 6 on Thursday. Green accepted the challenge and then let his play on the court do all the talking. Draymond Green's intensity and fire meshes well with the cool-headed attitude of guards Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and the laid-back wisdom of their head coach, Steve Kerr. And like Draymond Green, Steve Kerr was also a second-round NBA pick after a very productive college career at the University of Arizona. Once Kerr made it into the NBA, he found a niche coming off the bench on several very successful teams. Steve Kerr, you might remember, was best known as the three-point shooting specialist for the Chicago Bulls championship teams of the 1990s. His role was to convert open jump shots once the basketball was passed around to him by none other than Michael Jordan. Kerr played on 4 championship teams in Chicago. He then picked up a 5th championship ring as a role player on the San Antonio Spurs championship team of 2003. I fully believe that Coach Steve Kerr's ability to mold his teams into a group of highly successful role players has been a big part of Golden State's recent run of NBA championships. It appears to be part of Kerr's DNA. Though Steph Curry is no doubt a top-level NBA star, he also understands his role within the Golden State team. And while Draymond Green likes to talk on the court, Steph Curry lets his shooting skills do all his talking. Golden State's roster of players is expected to give the team a lift in their specific area of expertise every night. It's head coach Steve Kerr's job to push all the right buttons to add more scoring one night, or defense, or rebounding, or speed, or energy as the situation demands. Draymond Green might be that lone exception. The unquestioned floor leader of the Warriors brings all of his tools to the game every night. He is the team's designated Swiss Army knife as he identifies and fills any shortcomings he sees on the court, which he believes his team might need during a particular game. And in the championship series with a defensive-minded Boston team, Coach Steve Kerr wanted his Golden State team to step up their defensive intensity to match the Celtics. Kerr said, quote, "I think what made this group really special was the defensive intensity and versatility. And for that, Draymond is the guy to point to, the leader of it all." And Green agreed with his coach. He said, "Did they score 100 points tonight? Well, that's 4 out of 6 games that they didn't score 100 points. We beat them because of our defense, and that's always been a constant. You don't win championships without a great defense. We know that." The Golden State Warriors' longtime motto has been strength in numbers. That was on full display during the 2022 NBA playoffs. Draymond Green's ability to play nearly every position on the basketball court made him even more valuable this season. And for all the talk about green energy we hear these days, the Golden State Warriors' Draymond Green has proven to be a valuable, renewable resource, fueling his teams to 6 NBA Finals appearances in the last 8 years. And more importantly, Golden State just won their 4th NBA championship. And that's why Warriors fans love green energy. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Hey, Baba Louie, are you all right?
It's all right.